Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are going to conclude sharing with you on the subject of how to live by manifested power and might. God's manifest power and might is what you are to live by every day of your life. We have seen the fact that you and I are to live by the power of God resident within us. We saw the scriptural requirements to manifest the power of God. We've seen that we're to actively and effectively put into operation the power of God. And we talked about how to release the manifest power of God and the spirit of might. And the result of that is the manifestation of the glory of God. We talked about hindrances to power and might. And today we're going to conclude with the results of the power of might in manifest in your life. First of all, manifest power for spiritual warfare will occur throughout your life, and you will be able to wage effective spiritual warfare. In Joshua chapter 14 and verse 11, it says, "As yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in." Here it's speaking of Caleb, who declares that he is as strong this day as the day that Moses sent him out. He goes on to say that his strength for war is also the same. The words strength are the same Hebrew word koach that we've talked about, which means manifested power. So he had manifested power for war when he was young, as well as when he was old. This reveals that the believer in Christ should have manifested power for spiritual warfare throughout his life, even when he is old. A second result is to go in the manifested power of God actively operating through you to bring forth salvation, healing, and deliverance to others. In Judges chapter 6 and verse 14, the Lord looked upon him and said, "Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee?" The word might is koach, which means manifested power. Gideon was commanded by God to go in the manifest power of God to save, to heal, to deliver Israel from the Midianites. And he added, "Have not I sent thee?" Well, today in the New Testament, the Lord Jesus Christ has sent all believers to go and preach the gospel and to do the mighty works of the Lord. Thus, this is the revelation that the Lord has sent all believers to go forth in the manifest power of God to save, heal, and deliver others from the hand of their enemies, the devil and all the evil spirits. So believers are to go forth in the manifest power of God and do the mighty works of the Lord. Another result is that no enemy will have power to withstand you. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 6, "And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee." The word power is koach, which means manifested power, and the word might is gibberah, which means mighty force. So here it's speaking of manifested power and mighty force in the hand of the Lord. The result of this manifested power and mighty force is that none is able to withstand the Lord. Well, in the New Testament, the believer, we have authority in Christ. We have the power of God, and we get the power of God resonant within us through the Word, and we manifest the power of God out of us with mighty force. The revelation here is that as the power of God is manifested out of the believer with mighty force, no enemy shall be able to withstand the believer in Jesus Christ. Another result is that mighty force will thunder in the spirit against the devil and his evil spirits. In Job 26:14, it says, "But the thunder of his power, who can understand?" The word power is gibberah, meaning mighty force. This reveals that the release of God's mighty force will thunder in the spirit realm against the devil and his evil spirits. So as the believer in Christ releases the manifest power of God with mighty force, there will be a spiritual thundering in the realm of the spirit released against your enemies. Another result is we're going to be saved by the mighty force of his right hand. Psalms 20, verse 6. "Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand." His anointed today are all Christians. They are anointed through the Spirit of Christ at the new birth. The word strength is the Hebrew word gibberah, meaning mighty force. Therefore, as Christians pray the Word of God, the Lord will hear from heaven, and the saving mighty force of his right hand will be released to bring forth his salvation, his healing, his deliverance, his prosperity, and his victory. Another result is length of days in our life. in Psalms 90, verse 10. The days of our years are 70 years and 10, and if by reason of strength they be 80. The word strength is the Hebrew word gibbera, which means mighty force. So when you have mighty force, you'll be able to conquer the enemy, and you'll be able to possess length of days in your life. Today in the New Testament, the days of man are 120 years. Therefore, as the believer in Christ has mighty force to defeat the enemy in their life, they will be blessed with length of days. Another result is Satan and evil spirits will be cast out of the heavenlies. This is going to occur, as it says in Revelation 12, verse 7 and 8, that there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. These verses describe what will happen in the end before Jesus returns to the earth. There'll be spiritual war between Michael, the archangel of God, and the leader of the warrior angels, and his angels against the devil, the dragon, and his angels. In verse 8, the word prevailed is ischbo, which means mighty force. So the word declares that Satan and his angels will not have mighty force to prevail against Michael and the angels of God. God's mighty force will prevail over the devil, and the result of this war is that the devil and his angels will be cast out into the earth and will no longer be in the heavenlies. Another result is the angels of God will minister for those who are heirs of salvation with great power and mighty force. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, speaking to the angels, it says, "Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be the heirs of salvation?" God's angels have been sent forth to minister for believers, and they will work to bring forth the salvation into manifestation. In Psalms 103, verse 20, "Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word." Here we see that the angels do his commandments. They hearken to the voice of the word. It speaks that these angels excel in strength. The Hebrew word for excel is gibor, which is a form of gibra, which means mighty force. The word strength is the Hebrew word koach, which we've seen many times before, meaning manifested power. So the scripture declares that angels are mighty in power or have mighty force in manifesting power. In 2 Peter 2:11, it says the angels which are greater in power and might. The word power is ischus. The word might is dunamis. This means that the angels are greater in mighty force and power. We also see in Revelation 5:2, it speaks of a strong angel. In Revelation 10:1, it speaks of a mighty angel. And in Revelation 18:21, it also speaks of a mighty angel. These words are the Greek word ischorus, which means mighty and forceful. Therefore, God's angels are mighty and forceful. They will manifest great power in ministering for those who are the heirs of salvation as they do the commandments and speak forth his word. Another result is you will be spiritually strong, even stronger than your enemies. In Joel 2, in verse 11, "The Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word." And in Psalms 104, verse 24, "He increases his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies." And in Exodus 1:7, "The children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty." As believers hear and do the word of God, the power of God is resident within them. And as they hear and do the word, they're going to be fruitful. In Joel 2:11, the word strong is a different Hebrew word than what we've been looking at thus far. It is a Hebrew word, atzum, which often means strong or mighty. So Joel 2:11 is telling us that one is strong and mighty who executes and does his word. And of course, the result is fruitfulness. In Psalms 105, verse 24, the word increased is the Hebrew word, parah, which means fruitful. And the word stronger, again, is atzum, which means to be strong or mighty. So where it says that he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies, it means that he brought forth great fruit, exceeding fruit, and made them stronger and mightier than their enemies. This means in the measure that you have fruit in your life is the measure of strength and might that you will have against your enemies. And fruitfulness is because we are consistent hearers and doers of the word of God. In Exodus 1:7, we see the children of Israel were fruitful, then they increased abundantly, then they were multiplied, and then they were exceedingly mighty. The word mighty, again, is atzam. So we see that fruitfulness, increase, multiplication, which comes from growing and increasing the word of God, produces believers in Jesus Christ who will be exceedingly mighty and strong. Therefore, believers need to get in the Word of God. They need to hear and do the Word of God consistently. As they hear and do the Word of God, they'll be the disciples of the Lord. And then God will bring forth great fruitfulness in their life. They will be strong. They will be mighty spiritually. And they will even be stronger and mightier than their enemies. So we've seen that the results of power and might in manifestation is you are going to see the manifest power for spiritual warfare throughout your life. You're going to go in the manifested power of God, actively operating through you to save, heal, and deliver others. No enemy will have power to withstand you, and mighty force will thunder in the spirit against the devil and his evil spirits. You'll be saved by the mighty force of his right hand. You'll have a length of days, and you'll live a long life, and Satan and his evil spirits will be cast out of the heavenlies. The angels of God will minister for those who are the heirs of salvation with great power and mighty force. And you will be spiritually strong, even stronger than your enemies. Well, as we have looked at the scriptures in depth in broadcast after broadcast, we have taught you the in-depth Word of God regarding power and might, and we've looked at these words dunamis and kratos and energio and ischus, as well as the Hebrew words koach and gibra, and these words are all revealing the fact that you and I are to live by the power of God and see the might and the power of God manifest in our life. If you, as a believer in Jesus Christ, will get the Word of God in you consistently, hearing and doing it, so that the power of God is resonant within you, and if you will put it into active, effective operation in your life, so that the power of God will be manifest out of you with mighty force, it will bring forth the manifestation of the glory of God in your life and through you. And the result is you will see the mighty work of God accomplished in you, as well as the mighty work of God accomplished through you. And you are going to be a vessel of the Lord, and God is going to do great and mighty things to accomplish his purpose in your life. So I encourage you to take heed to the things that you have heard in these broadcasts. Apply them in your life. Be a consistent hearer and doer of the Word, and you're going to see how you are going to live by God's manifested power and might all the days of your life. As I close, I have a book on this subject called How to Live by Manifest Power and Might, available for $7, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. We've seen believers delivered from mental problems such as schizophrenia, depression, panic attacks, anxiety, fears, learning disabilities, as well as trauma from physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, rejected in life, addictive compulsive problems such as alcohol, drugs, nicotine, and gluttony, and breaking inherited generational curses. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.